Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, have you ever looked at the big cruise ships that come in? You know, they're pretty magnificent, aren't they? It's hard to believe that that ship can hold, 6,000 people. And 6,000 people going off to a destination, it's almost like a Disneyland on water. And if you think about the logistics of the ship, it's truly amazing how they do this. They bring the ship into port. They bring it in, and the ship travels at night. They bring it in at 7 o'clock in the morning. And sometime in the afternoon, the ship is already ready to turn around and go out again, restocked, refueled, and ready to go. The maintenance of the ship is so important, as we have seen from time to time when one of these big ocean liners has an engine problem and, you know, has to be towed in. That's certainly a disaster. And one of the things that they do with these ships is they paint them on their hulls with a paint that will absolutely repel barnacles. Because if they don't do that, the barnacles are going to grow on the bottom of the ship. The ship's going to have to be put in dry dock more often to be scraped off and repainted. Now, think about this. The barnacles grow on the ship because the ship sits in the water. Over a period of time, it accumulates a lot of barnacles. Well, if we look at our own minds, what do we collect in our minds? What kind of barnacles do we collect that keeps us from being successful? What kind of visions? What kind of attitudes? What kind of thoughts? If you want to change your business, you need to change yourself. Now, not your basic personality, not who you are, not what you want, but you really need to think about whether your thoughts are valid, whether your business philosophy really works, whether you are communicating with people, whether you're giving your employees and you're giving your vendors and you're giving your customers or clients what they want. If you want to be successful in business, get rid of those barnacles that have kept you from being successful. Sit down and think about it. Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're doing. Think about what your future plans are. Think about what your business plan is. Think about how you relate to people. And the most important thing that you can do is when you have a problem, when something's not going right, when a customer is unhappy, or you have an employee who leaves because of whatever reason, find out why. See what we have to change. We always need to be changing. If we're not changing, if we're not improving, if we're not updating, then nothing really happens. We update our marketing materials. We update our website. We update our profiles on LinkedIn. But do we update our minds? When you started your business, you were at a certain level of thinking, and then your business grew. Did you improve and grow with the business? Or are you still thinking the same way as when you started the business? So, positive change, getting rid of negative thoughts, improving yourself, and always be looking to rethink your philosophy and how you're approaching your business, your employees, your vendors, your clients or customers will go a long way to giving you a very successful, very profitable business that will be something that lasts for a very long time, serves you well. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.